Turtle Joe is here. Thank you for coming down all the way from the beach.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Tell us what's going on out there at St. Pete Beach.
A good thing, we got into a partnership with the Trade Winds down on St. Pete Beach, and they're investing $5 million to make their property turtle safe.
They have a big piece of property there.
They have a big piece of property, and they also are planning to expand. So it's really important to get a buy-in from them, and maybe, I don't want to say shame any other hotels, but any other hotels that want to buy in, we're certainly willing to help them get turtle compliant. And so they're moving their cabanas too. They're getting rid of the big wooden cabanas, and they're going to go to portables so they can stack them at night and give the turtles room to come up and nest. And they've already done a fairly good job with their lighting. There's still a few lights that their parking lot, a couple lights that have to get fixed. But the issue
there is that the turtle sees the light. It thinks it might be the moon. It'll head out.
Yeah,
that way.
They don't see red and amber is not. They just ignore it. They might see it, but they'll ignore it, which is why we want everybody to use red or amber lighting for the hotels and for the residences and stuff. Tradewinds is also gonna tint all their windows.
Right, I saw that. Yeah,
you know, which is a beautiful thing, and hopefully with all their new construction coming down the road, that, you know, right off the get-go, they're gonna tint their windows so people can actually leave their curtains open in their room, facing the water, and still not be bad for the turtles.
Now, these turtles are generally most all loggerheads, right?
They are. In this area, they're generally mostly loggerheads, yeah.
Once in a while, they'll see a Kemp's Ridley or a green turtle.
Yep, every once in a while. But once you get south of into Manatee County, you see a lot more green turtles than what we get up here. They're a little more tropical. But in the good news department, we had our permit holders meeting in Gainesville this past weekend, and you know, they go over the numbers and stuff, although the latest numbers they have totally complete was 2022, and we had set records for green sea turtles and loggerheads in Florida. So we're hoping it's a trend and not just a blip. Mm-hmm. And
this was 2022, your latest?
The last complete data that they have. But last year was good. It was real good. We just don't have the official numbers on it yet, but it was another really good year. So fingers crossed that it's going to be a trend.
Well, you know, we've come a long, long way since, you know, I used to live out on Sunset Beach out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for 5 years, and I remember at least two or three instances where people would go out there and actually pick up the baby turtles once they hatched and put them in a pillowcase and bring them in their car. One lady in particular got pulled over by the police because somebody had called her in, and they were crawling all over her car. And these kind of things were happening. People were, you know, were bothering them, pouring stuff on them. Just incredible.
Yeah.
And people didn't know that some of these turtles were actually born. I mean, the mothers, they come back to the place where they were born.
Where
the
they
area.
Were born, absolutely.
Uh-huh. I think Archie Carr, the famous herpetologist at the University of Florida, was up there when I was up there, and his wife Marjorie Carr. Man, that was a great thing to find out that a turtle that is hatched in Florida, on the Florida coast or the Gulf Coast, you know, like Frank Thomas says, where do they go? They go a long way, and then they come all the way back. By that time, they're grown and they're females, and then, you know.
It takes them about 20 to 25 years before they come back to nest for the first time.
Isn't that amazing?
Kind of call them funny-looking people because they they nest. They start having families when they're in their mid-20s like a lot of people do. They live to maybe be around 80 years old like most people do. And they have to come up and breathe air, and they have all the ribs and all the organs that we have and stuff. And so I like
But they basically, the males stay in the water their whole life, right?
Yes, they do.
It's the females that come on land.
Yep. And that's it.
Wow.
You want to tell us about that skull you have on the table?
Yeah, this is a loggerhead skull, and it kind of gives you an idea, like, how big these guys get. Mm-hmm. These loggerheads they'll get upwards of 350 pounds.
Wow.
And this was definitely a big one, and they need these big heads because of their diet. They need strong jaw muscles to attach to their big head because they eat things with shells on them, conchs, spiny lobsters. They like all the good stuff, seafood that humans like, you know, crabs, anything like that.
How old would the turtle have been before it passed away with the head this large?
I'm thinking 40 to 50 years.
Wow.
Do they keep growing their entire
life? You're not on.
Tim is asking.
Oh, there we go. Do they continue to grow throughout their life cycle?
They will keep on growing, and they will keep on laying eggs through their whole life cycle.
There you go.
Once they start. They take a year or possibly 2 years, depending on how much food there is in their internesting period. And
now, they is there anywhere in the world that say green turtles actually are eaten by people? Because
yes.
I know when I was in the Cayman Islands years and years and years ago, they had it at restaurants.
Yeah. They still have a turtle farm there, but it's a case of if you leave them naturally, only about 1 in 1,000 will live to come back to nest. Down in the Cayman Islands where they raise them, they release half of them after they get big enough so that they're not going to get eaten by everything. So now you're getting a 50% survival rate as compared to 1 in 1,000. So some of them do sacrifice their lives for the meat trade.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was referring to that, the turtle soup and that sort of thing.
Yeah. But, they still do that, but we still get a lot of a lot of turtles that are released by them. So they're doing.
Yeah, that seems like an interesting compromise there.
It's
nice.
Sort of a win-win unless you're one of the unlucky turtles.
But chances are they would have been unlucky left to nature anyway, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cayman is a turtle. That's their symbol for the Cayman.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And so they're we're getting ready. We're going to have a big thing about lighting with all the hotels down in St. Pete Beach. And
so if a hotel wanted to be turtle-friendly, what all would that entail?
That would entail they could start by getting a hold of us, and then we can get a hold of FWC. We know the people that are the lighting team. They work out of FWRI downtown here. And
now what do those initials stand for? FWC,
Florida Wildlife Research Institute.
Institute, okay.
Yeah, and they do all the work on that red tide, Carina brevis, and they do all kinds of research on snook and sea trout and stuff like that, redfish. So they do a lot of good stuff down there for sure.
What? How early does? Well, first of all, what is the name of your organization?
We are Sea Turtle Trackers, Inc.
Okay. All right.
But our website is seaturtletrackers.org, and anybody can go on there and look and see our what we got going on and things like that. We do so many events, including things such as this.
People that disturb the nests and things like that. That's not still going on, is it?
Yes.
It's spring break right now. People do crazy things.
Well, since there's nothing out there now, I don't worry about it. But in the summer vacation, people, you occasionally get somebody who'll disturb a nest. But we put screens over them, self-releasing screens. People that want to start digging down as soon as they hit the screen, and they just give up, you know. It's actually a coyote prevention so that they don't poach the nest, but it keeps people out too, so it serves a double purpose.
So how big of a threat is predation to them? Like, beyond is it coyotes, other birds and whatnot? What all tries to eat those little babies?
Well, the birds are not as an issue for our loggerheads because they hatch at night, and birds are sleeping at night. Yep. However, the fish are feeding at night. So, you know, once they get to the water, they're pretty much on their own.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing we can do about it, and they just have to they go offshore to the sargassum that's out, 30, 50 miles offshore. And they'll hide out there for a couple of years till they're big enough so everything in the world isn't trying to eat them.
Well, when they're fully grown, is it just like sharks and whatnot that still try to eat them?
Yeah, they do, but it's not all that common.
Yeah. So basically, if they can make it to be fully grown, they're pretty much good to go.
They're in pretty good shape. Yeah. The males, they'll back themselves in under a ledge or something, that they call home because they're here all year round, the males, and they got their head sticking out and nothing, if they can crack through a conch or spiny lobster, no problem, then, nothing's gonna bother them.
Yeah. So for people who don't live out on the beaches, if they wanted to do something to help the sea turtles, what could they do?
Stop using single-use plastics. That's the main thing. Yeah. It's probably impossible to find a sea turtle, even a small one, that doesn't have some sort of microplastics inside of them.
Yeah.
So even plastic water bottles, they will break down and turn into little tiny pieces. And sea turtles are very curious, and they'll just go and try to eat something just because, this is different,
But why are the restaurants and the places still serving the plastic?
Well, because the plastic lobby convinced us all that we can recycle.
Hey, we recycle now in St. Pete.
Well,
good job, us.
Yeah, maybe.
The hotels on the beach, they don't recycle.
They don't.
It's unfortunate. I mean, that's where the majority of cans and bottles come from.
I know for the pizza shop, the city doesn't offer us any, business recycling services or anything like that. So
I know I've been to St. Pete Beach and just picked up so much trash before. Someone was having a party and I'm just over there picking up their trash because
mentality.
You guys are horrible people.
It's a bizarre mentality that people have in this day and age because I remember when I was a kid, it was a common thing for people to throw cigarette butts out their window.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in certain parts of Florida, you drive around, you still see people do that. And but the idea of throwing plastic out on the beach, whether you recycle it or not, you can put it in a trash can, mm-hmm. and the turtle's not going to get it out of the trash can. But
yeah, you'd be surprised what happens is the seagulls go into the trash cans and pick up, you know, a sandwich bag, and they fight over it, and then it falls into the water, and, you know, next thing you know, a turtle is eating it. Yeah. And they did do a great thing. Maybe the state of Florida, where they passed the no balloon release.
Yeah, no, that was...
Which would be...
Hopefully Governor DeSantis signs that.
That's the key right there. The governor has to sign it, and I really hope he does.
Yeah, why would he not sign it?
I don't know. He vetoes all sorts of stuff that I don't understand why.
I'm asking Joe, Tim. Why would he not sign it?
I don't know what goes through his mind.
All right, Tim, go ahead and answer because you do.
No, I don't know. Anyway, support for the Florida Folk Show comes from the Will McLean Foundation. The foundation produces the annual Will McLean Music Festival featuring all Florida artists. They also produce monthly concerts and award annual college scholarships. The Will McLean Foundation also operates the Florida Sand Music Ranch, formerly the Sertoma Youth Ranch.
Well, Joe, thanks a lot for coming down. And do you have a phone number you can put out there that people, again, to...
Yes, absolutely. 727-501-5581 is our main number.
SeaTurtleTrackers.org. Okay.
Yep. It's our website. And we're on Facebook and stuff. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, the whole social media thing. I want to thank you guys for having me come down
and
share a little bit of my turtle love.
Exciting and informative.
And it says on your shirt you've been established since 1979. Am I reading that right?
You are reading it right. Bruno Falkenstein, that owns the Hurricane restaurant down in Paso Grill.
He's still around.
He's still around, yeah. He's our CEO.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I'm vice president of the organization. So we got a lot going on, and we're hoping for a really good year this year.